Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Information on disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice and advocate. Voice your concerns, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Pastor Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Again, welcome audience to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Again, I am your host, Pastor Reverend Radio Ray Razor. And although I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was a lad of 13 years old, a cherubim exploded in my face, which is a big firecracker, and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I wake, I rise, and I know that God is good. Good greetings to you, Miss Renee. How are you doing today?
I am great, Reverend Ray, and you?
Well, Miss Renee, I don't know. When I got up this morning, I put on a hat, a hoodie, some gloves, a pair of shorts, and some flip-flops. So I don't know if it's winter or it's trying to get to be summer.
Well,
but I know one thing, though. A friend of mine told me one time, Reverend Ray, get you a government job, you'll have security forever. I don't know how that's working out now, Miss Renee.
We're all listening to the news. We know somebody who's working in government. We know that there is a standoff at the OK Corral. I guess we'll all know tonight at 12 o'clock.
All righty. So, welcome our listening audience to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. As usual, we'll have a wonderful guest with great information. So, Ms. Renee, give us the rundown on today's show.
Well, we always start with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. And in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. And then your challenge to us each week is our call to action. Our guest, Paul Schrader, has looked into the future at the Consumer Electronics Show held annually in Las Vegas, where companies debut what is on the electronic horizon. So we'll hear about his experience and the wearable technology, Ira Glasses, that moves us into Star Trek territory. So back over to our always forward-looking host, Reverend Radio Ray.
Well, you know, I like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and the German Shepherd, seeing that dog, Mr. Ray Tico, that 100 pounds of wonder. And this segment is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. That's furnished Mr. Ray Tico with all that wonderful dog food. And you can go online and check them out at www.thebigbadwolf.com. And that wolf is W-O-O-F, wolf, wolf. Well, no adventure for Mr. Ray Tico, but I do have a tip. Now, people, please, please, please take care of your pet. during this winter time, because leaving your pet outside, and I keep bringing this up because we keep hearing the radio news reports about people leaving their pets outside in this extreme cold weather. And matter of fact, there is a if you leave your dog outside or your cat outside, but mostly people can see the dogs, so there is a fine. It can be up to $500 to $1,000, and if someone reports you that you left your pet outside. So please, please, please be mindful of that. And those that see the pets outside and think you're not being a good neighbor, well, hey, report them people, because you're being a humanitarian by looking out for those pets that not should be outside in this extreme weather, zero, below, whatever, in your neck of the woods. So that segment is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf. And you can call them at 202-747-3434. That's 202, I apologize, 474-3434. That's the Big Bad Wolf. And Miss Penny the Propile over there is a wonderful lady in terms of being a community conscious person. They are always doing something for the pets in the D.C. area, and the wonderful thing about it, that they will deliver. Yes, they will deliver. So you don't have to worry about going out there in that cold weather. You can stay in the house with your pet and look out the window as Big Bad Wolf is delivering your dog food or your pet food or whatever little animals you got running around there you need to feed. So that's the Big Bad Wolf, W-O-O-F, Wolf, Wolf. In the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and senior citizens. I'm going to do a good and a bad. I'm not going to do an ugly, because there's enough ugly weather going on in the news that we're getting from our government. So good is that they have, for people with disability and the blind, they have a number of things that can make your life a lot better. So please go online, check out some of with this artificial intelligence. It is so much products out there. Yes, the bad part is that it's expensive. If you buy it, you can't just decide you don't want it in 2 months or 3 months to run over to the pawn shop and pawn it. It just don't work that way with technology for persons with disability. But to make your life a lot better, especially the caregivers, it makes their life either better when you have products that is going to help a person with disability to be able to have a more productive life. So, I mean, it's just in our guest that's going to be coming on is going to share some of the technology that's out there for blind persons, but also for people with limited mobility. There are just so many products out there that you can find and ascertain. And there are programs out there that will finance some of these things. So it's just and you can go check on our website. We have links to various organizations with products and services on our website. We'll give you that during the break and at the end of the show. All right, so that's the good and the bad of it. And my call to action is always, people with disability, you need to be involved. We got the by-elections coming up. If you're not registered to vote, please do. You need to be proactive instead of reactive. We don't need to be reacting always to there's a situation that's not favorable for us, or we sort of left out and not invited to the table. So you need to be proactive. If you're not registered, go and register and then vote, but also get involved. Get involved in a campaign. I mean, you might can't go out and knock on doors and stuff, but you might can work the phone banks and just call or there may be just different things that people with a disability can do. And, you know, I'm a component of Metro Access, and everyone, this recording goes all out through the country and the world, but we have paratransit, and it's called different things in different cities. And one hand is a blessing, on the other hand it's a curse. The blessing is that it is transportation affordable that a person with disability can get around. The curse is that people say they don't see people with disability anymore outside. So they wonder if people still, there are people with disability still around, especially if there used to be a number of blind people. You could always see 2, 3, 4 blind people standing at the bus stop, walking down the street, going to a restaurant, but because of Metro Access now, you don't see them. Or somebody asked me, and not on one occasion, say, well, you know, is there any more blind people? Yes, it's not just me. So anyway, be proactive, get out there, get involved, be seen, and let people see that we can live normal lives and we can be part of the fabric of America. So that's my call to action, and, you know, my motto, my call to action is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But just keep moving forward, and as Reverend Ray Double Negative, don't just do nothing. Please just do something. You're listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, and over to our host with the mostest, Miss Renee.
Well, we want to welcome our guest, Paul Schrader. Paul, I know you were working demonstrating IRA glasses for low vision and blind consumers at the Consumers Electronics Show, and we're going to discuss them in a moment. But did you get a chance to see any of the show?
Well, hey, Reverend Ray and Renee.
Hello, welcome.
Paul,
let me say this. I always say this to our guests, their maiden voyage here. So this is your maiden voyage, so we're going to be kind to you and gentle. But after that, you are considered family and all gloves off. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, treat me like family today, Reverend Ray.
Okay.
So I did get to see some of the show, Renee, and I want to thank the Consumer Technology Association. They make it possible by bringing disability advocates out to the show, and they ask us to walk around the show and kind of make observations and talk about accessibility with the companies that are there. There are close to 4,000 companies, so it's a big show, 180,000 people, very
wow.
Hard to get around. It was great to have Ira with me because I was able to have the agent, and I'll tell people more about that in a second, the agent with Ira able to tell me what they were seeing through the smart glasses and talk about some of the companies. And so I saw the gamut, but I will tell you that if there's probably two words that sum up the CES, it's voice control. And everybody is incorporating Alexa, Google Assist, or Apple into their products, and a lot of products were Alexa-enabled. In fact, the first night of the show, I talked to a company that has a shower, smart shower, that's Alexa-enabled. And I have
Whoa.
To tell you, my wife said bringing Alexa into the shower might be a bridge too far. So I'm not sure we'll have that in our house. But...
She might be right. It reminds me when television remotes came out, and it's sort of the punchline of a joke. And a man said, "Oh, he would never get a TV remote." He said, "It's a lazy man who can't ask his children or his wife to get up and change the TV channel." So, you know, I don't know. We might have Siri in the shower before long. What captured your attention outside of Ira, which we're going to discuss in just a few minutes? Was there anything else that you said, beside the voice assistants?
Yeah, I did like seeing the voice control. There was an interesting cane there, and I hadn't seen – this is the first time I've seen a cane a cane for blind people at CES. It uses essentially a radar-type strategy to give – and this has been around for a while, this idea, but to give a vibration of obstacles that are head high. What's nice about this cane is – that's the only vibration they're working to give you. And so unlike previous times when people have tried to launch these expensive canes that vibrate for all sorts of things, it gets confusing. So this was kind of cool. Also, it will integrate with your smartphone. Now, they weren't showing that yet. I think the idea mm-hmm. is that the cane could kind of work with Google Maps to help provide left or right turn kinds of information as you're walking or something like that. So we'll see. That was kind of interesting. I'd say the last thing that kind of stood out for me, because I always like to check out headphones. I'm kind of a headphone geek. And a lot of blind people, a lot of us like headphones for lots of different uses. So a lot of companies are adjusting their headphones to people's hearing loss. They might even do a hearing test with a smart app. And then once you take the hearing test, the headphone will kind of adjust to your frequencies. That's interesting. But what might be more interesting for those of us who are blind are headphones. A lot more companies are now doing what's called noise pass-through. So let's say you're wearing a pair of earbuds and you're out walking. Now, you probably shouldn't be doing that as a blind person, but a lot of us do. They've got headphones now that the noise around you can actually be passed through and through the into the earbud, so you're not blocking that noise, but you still get to hear, you know, your GPS instructions, or what we're going to talk about in a minute, you might get to hear your IRA agent.
Wow, that is fascinating. And you know, as you age, because our program is geared for both persons with disabilities and seniors, and as Reverend Ray likes to say, if you live long enough, you may develop a disability. And so all of these technologies are, if not usable now, are usable in the future. But as you age, your hearing does get less acute. So that's absolutely really important. I'm going to say this, and then we're going to have to go to break. One of the ideas that I really liked is that they had something called Yumly, that it IDs the food in your refrigerator and then makes recipe suggestions. I think for everybody who is required to fix the daily meal, you know, you go in there and you look and you go, oh, gosh, I don't see anything in here that I can prepare. So we're going to be looking for smart assistants like the Alexa and Siri, and we realize that they're going to be everywhere. Well, we want to we've got to take a break, so we want to put the mic back over to our electronically advanced host, Reverend Radio Ray. Reverend Ray, tell people who they're listening to, please.
You're tuned into blogtalkradio.com/marketing4fit, and this is Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Please visit us at www.sightvision.com. You can listen to all our past shows and this current show for information. Also, if you have a suggestion, recommendation, or comment, good comments only, we throw bad comments out, please email us at info@sightandvisionradio.com. And then if you want to hear a real live human voice, even it might be artificial intelligence, you don't know, but you can ring us on the tingling at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. And this has been brought to you by Real-Time Pain Relief, the best smelling, most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. Back to Ms. Renee and our special guest.
Well, we do want to welcome back our guest, Paul Schrader. Now, Paul, we've talked around IRA, A-I-R-A. The A is silent, so I think in English we call that a diphthong, so the I is the one that takes the sound. But IRA is a game changer for blind and low vision consumers. Describe this advanced technology for our listeners.
Well, you know, Renee, I have been talking about IRA for over a year, and it never occurred to me to say that the first A is silent. Thank you. That's going to be a lot easier to try to explain to people why it's pronounced that way. But I will say one of the reasons why it's AIRA is the AI stands for artificial intelligence, and so we'll get back to that. But let me tell you what IRA is today. We use something called a smart glass. And some of you may have heard of Google Glass. That's probably the most well-known. It's a pair of eyeglasses with a camera in it. And this has become really popular. In fact, there were a bunch of them at CES, a lot of people using them for GoPro and other kinds of things where they want to record what they're doing out in the world. Anyway, so these glasses with cameras are becoming pretty common, and they're called smart glasses. And so we have a smart glass with a video camera, and it streams video. In other words, it's constantly sending video from that camera. Streams back through the cell phone network to the internet and connects you with a sighted agent. Now, we've got agents, and we pay them. We pay our agents at IRA. And they're from, I like to say, from San Diego, where the company is based, from San Diego to Maine, and from Florida up to Montana. I don't think we have an agent in Washington State yet, but hopefully we'll get there. So all over the U.S., we've got people that are working from home, wherever they've got a good internet connection. And what happens is they get your video stream. So you're a blind person. You put the glasses on, or you could use your smartphone. Your smartphone also has a video camera. But you put the glasses on. You connect to IRA, and it's a smart app, and you just have to hit a connection that says call IRA from my phone or from Glass. And once you do that, you're connected with an agent, and they see your video stream. So the first thing they'll do is say hello to you. They know your name. Because they've got that information, and they'll ask, you know, how can I help you today? And our users are doing all sorts of things. In fact, today I was walking, having an agent help me find a building, which was a tricky building because it had an address on one street, but the entrance was on a different street. So that's, you know, the kind of thing we run into sometimes. But our users are also using IRA to read mail, read information, read technology and kitchen appliances and screens that, so for example, all these touch screens that are in our kitchens, the ovens and microwaves, and sometimes you can make them usable as a blind person, often you can't. And so IRA is helping us to, so the IRA agent can see that screen and can help you put your finger on exactly where it needs to go to interact with the screen. It's unbelievably amazing. The level of precision that our agents have with that video stream. And they can also, while you're, well, whether you're using it at home or out and about, they can bring up websites and look for stuff. So if you need a restaurant recommendation, they can do that. Then they can look up the menu and tell you, you know, what's available when, as you're heading out to the restaurant. They can even help you shop on Amazon. So a lot of times, you know, there's pictures of things on Amazon. Well, that doesn't help us as blind people, but our agents can actually look at that website with you and tell you about the pictures and help you find information much more efficiently than often we can ourselves.
Now, this is not something in the future. This is actually something that is being field tested as we speak, correct?
It is here today. People can sign up. Probably the best way to get information is to go to the website, which is AIRA.io. So it's a funny website. It's not the usual .com that people are familiar with. It's AIRA.io, as in India Oscar. And, yeah, people can sign up today and start working with IRA almost immediately.
Wow. Well, we're going to give that one more time at the end of the program. I can hear Reverend Ray over here tapping out what he wants to ask you. So I'm going to turn it over to Reverend Ray. Reverend Ray, you have a few questions for our guest today.
Yes, I do. And once again, thank you, Paul, for agreeing to come on and share this vital information to us. Now, at the moment, how many, you say IRA's about, what, year old, 2 years old?
The company will turn 3 in this month, and the service has been available for about a year.
Okay, and about how many IRA users are there now?
So we have a little over 1,200, I think, 1,200, and we might be closing in on 1,500. I don't have the exact number right now, but it's certainly more than 1,000.
Okay. And let me ask you, and I am an IRA user, and I'm waiting for my glasses, and I have shared, Paul, even though I shared with you my experience with the glasses, the Google glasses, and the wise African-American man of 200 pounds, I need to have the one with the sunglasses lenses to look cool.
Your story cracked me up, Reverend Gray.
But let me ask you, why now? Just like seeing our dog versus a cane, you know, and that's the old thing back and forth. Why blind people use canes, while some blind people use seeing our dog. Now, in this case, I have also run into people saying, you know, using IRA glasses. And you gave us some of the advantage that you would think to the glasses, and what's some of the objections? And then I don't want to put money because people. We have a little thing saying that people pay for what they want and they beg for what they need, and so if you really want something, you get it. But other than money, what are some of the objections, or have you heard any why blind people do not want to don't think this technology or this way of taking in information is not for them?
Well, yes, I have, but and I'll just say two things. One is we do, by the way, make very clear to our users of IRA that they should use their cane or dog. This doesn't replace, and you weren't saying this, but it doesn't replace the cane or dog. So, in fact, I usually tell people the better you are at mobility, the more you're going to get out of IRA because it's just going to help you expand. But, you know, one of the objections I've heard from people is, you know, IRA, it sounds like an interesting thing, but I don't really need that level of assistance very often. And I think what people find when they get a chance to use the service is, yeah, you don't. I mean, if you're an independent blind person and you've been getting around, right, I don't argue with you. You've been doing great. But what you sometimes miss is the richness of information and variety of things that are happening around you. Now, you might not be curious about that, but I'm one of those people that is, and I will say that my family is all sighted. I've got two daughters, and my wife is sighted. And whenever we go somewhere, I am always looking over, pointing to my right, what's over there, what's over there? And it drives them absolutely crazy. But that's who I am. Like, I love to know. Now, I'm an independent blind person. I can travel just fine using other tools. But mm-hmm. I like knowing what's around. I'm really curious what restaurants I'm passing. I'm sometimes curious about the people that are walking around me. What are they doing? Now, I don't always want to know that information because sometimes I need to focus on just exactly what I'm doing. But my point is that I think for people who say, yeah, I don't really need that level of assistance, that's fine, but you might find that there's a level of richness and variety of information that you get from IRA. The other thing, you know, people, well, I've got somebody who reads stuff to me at home, or I've got an OCR, and I think what people sometimes miss is, you know, not everything can be done with it, one of these scanning technologies. Sometimes it's handwritten, sometimes it's kind of hard to read. Sometimes it's a photo and an image that can't be converted. Or you've got somebody who reads to you at home. Well, that's great, but they're not always available to you. And so, this example of the oven, you might be by yourself and you've got to run the oven. Well, now that person that usually helps you with that isn't there. What are you going to do? And I think that's where a service like IRA can really come into play.
Well, as always, we're up against the time, and we're definitely going to have you back. But I also want to say, as far as I know, we had our first IRA meeting this past Tuesday, and there were some very interesting people that came to the meeting, and I think a high quality of a blind individuals. And so we're looking to talk to some of them about their experience with IRA. And we're certainly going to have you all back because Reverend Ray is looking to be a agent, not the one that be on the phone, but a sales rep to go around the country and talk about IRA. And also, Paul, thank you again. We'll look forward to talking to you, and much blessing to you and your family. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you both for the opportunity. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you also.
May I just jump in for a moment
and remind listeners that they can get more information from AIRA.io. All right, Reverend May, back over to you.
All right, and so my time is up. Thank you for your time. Until the next time, this is Reverend Ray. And I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision. God bless and be blessed.